You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is our newsmaker of the day, Lynn Ayers. She is the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity, Calaveras. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, Lynn, what has Habitat for Humanity, Calaveras been up to over the past couple of years now?
Well, a lot has been going on in Calaveras County, Mark. First of all, our repair program, which is a repair and revitalization program for Calaveras residents, we find homeowners, or homeowners find us, and they ask for critical repairs, such as a new roof, because their roof is leaking, a new foundation, because their house is sagging, window repairs, septic repairs, anything that is critical to have a decent and safe place to live. And so we have been working really hard on that, and we are doing about 45 to 50 homes a year, running about $300,000 a year for that particular program.
Any specific community or scattered throughout Calaveras?
Scattered throughout Calaveras.
What's coming up in the next year?
The next year is very exciting. We've got something called the Capello Project. It's actually a community that we're developing in Angels Camp, and it's to provide obtainable housing for families, seniors, veterans, anyone wanting to live in Calaveras County. And we know that it's very difficult to find a rental or even to buy a home that is affordable. And so that's what this community is going to be. It's 107 homes, 65 will be single family residents, and 42 condominiums, anywhere from 2 to 4 bedrooms. And we will make sure that it is priced at a point that USDA feels is affordable for this area. We hope to break ground for our infrastructure in January, February of 2023. And so we're going to be looking for families that are interested and start working with families to make sure that they can qualify, because it will be a very low interest loan from the USDA. And we want everyone to be successful and get into the home that they want.
Habitat for Humanity is well known nationally. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the local chapter, how are you funded?
Well, we are funded through local donations. And we are affiliated with Habitat International, but we do not get funding from International. So we are in charge of raising our own money through private donations, through grants, through pounding the pavement and asking people to support us so that we can continue doing repairs and building homes for families.
So let's talk about that major summer fundraiser that starts next week. It is a virtual hoedown and online auction. Tell us about this, Lynn.
Yes, it's really exciting. So during COVID, we needed to pivot, like many businesses, and move our in-person hoedown to a virtual event. And we weren't sure how that was going to work. And it really was embraced by the community. And so we are continuing that this year, and we're hoping the community is going to be super supportive. So on August 22nd, the online auction will begin, and people can start bidding, and they will have through August 27th, which is a Saturday, to complete that bidding. We're also doing an online raffle, and there is a trip to Cabo that someone can win. And I've heard from people who have won it in the past that it is fabulous and well worth it. And so if you're interested, you should go to habitatcalaveras.org. And when the page pops up, on the homepage says hoedown and it says join us. You click that and you can get all the information on how you can participate.
It starts this upcoming Monday and will continue through Saturday of next week. Easy to register?
Very easy to register. And there is no registration fee. So you are basically bidding on items and the raffle. You can go on right now and look to see what we have up there, but there's new items being added all the time. So check it out and decide what you want to be bidding on.
And that's an easy website to remember, habitatcalaveras.org. org. Lynn, is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
I do. There's one thing. We rely on sponsorships for not only the Hoedown, but for our organization to do the great work we're doing. And so we have a couple of sponsors that we want to recognize. Our platinum sponsors are Dignity Health, the Mark Twain Medical Center out of San Andreas. And we have Cal Waste Recovery Systems out of Galt. And then we have our gold sponsors, which are El Dorado Savings Bank and Aspen Street Architects.
She is the executive director for Habitat for Humanity Calaveras, Lynn Ayers. Great to see you, Lynn.
Thanks so much, Mark. This has been fun.